Well, here's what I want to say to you, Joy, and you know this too, because you've also been not just in the business, but in the business of serving the culture for so long. I have been in meeting after meeting, both on the Hill and off the Hill, with the party mm-hmm. about their failure to reach their base, their most faithful base. 4 years. This is not new information. I don't know why we're surprised. I don't know why folks are. They said, I'm not holding them accountable on segments with them and all of that. Lenard is not saying anything different than what I've heard members, including the past chairs of the Congressional Black Caucus, say to the party. They're saying you're not investing enough in our community. Find the lie. Jamie Harrison will tell you that that is indeed the case, that they are working on it to change it. So why are we upset when people are pointing out the facts? The facts are enough black consultants aren't hired. Tell me 5 black pollsters you have. You can't because you have not created that bench. Tell me the black candidates that you have. You've been forced to ensure that that bench is growing by the Congressional Black Caucus. You tell me the number of consultants you hire. Tell me with a fact, with a straight face, that white boys don't run the Democratic Party. Mm. And I'll call you a lie all day long.
Yeah.
Now, that does not mean that we should go and support a fascist. I don't think that either of us are saying that.
And that's what mainstream media never reports. To me saying, because I'm never saying, I may talk about Joe Biden and his shortcomings, but I also say Donald Trump is the end of democracy as we know it.
Yeah.